So we discussed something today that came up recently in the Daf Yomi, but it's a very interesting topic, Nogel Lemaisa, and that is, how old does a boy have to be a bar mitzvah? That seems like a ridiculous question. We all know that a boy has to be 13 years old to be a bar mitzvah, but it's not so pashut how we cheshbon 13 years old, meaning if someone's birthday, let's say, is today. So already last night at Maariv, they were 13 years old. They haven't been on this earth for 13 full years. Maybe we have to go May Eis La'Eis till they were, if they were born at 3 a.m. So then at 3 a.m., that's when they become a bar mitzvah. So there is an interesting discussion. The Mishnah in the Fifth Berak Anida, when it discusses the different ages where you're ra'oi for different things, nedarim and the like, the Mishnah says, Bas Shemasar V'yom Echad, Ben Sholosh Esrei V'yom Echad, that everything is the age V'yom Echad. So Mishnah Melech in Hilchas Yishus Perek Vei says, nah, Yom Echad is Lav Davka. You don't have to wait till the next day to become a bar mitzvah. On that day, you already become a bar mitzvah. It's actually a fascinating discussion in the Chasam Sofer. And what about a non-Jew? When does a non-Jew become a bar mitzvah? I mean, non-Jews also have mitzvahs. They're obligated to shiv mitzvahs b'nei Noach. So when does a non-Jew become a bar mitzvah? Is there such a thing? They should make a party when they turn 13 years old, Gadol Mitzvah V'yoseh, that they become a bar mitzvah. Chasam Sofer was asked in Yerideas, in Shin Yud Zayin, someone had done a mechira of a behema mevakeres, of a mother, a cow that was about to give birth, of a behema Torah that was about to give birth. They did a mechira to a nine-year-old guy, and they wanted to know if the offspring had Kedushas Bechar. Does the mechira work because it's a nine-year-old? Do you assume that it works? So the Chasam Sofer writes, you know, the Rambam tells us that a katan can't be punished because he's not chayiv in mitzvos yet. But the Rambam also says, shiurim are only for Bnei Yisrael. There's no din of Shiurim, din Kezayis, all these dinim of Shiurim don't apply for Bnei Noach. And the Rush tells us that Bar Mitzvah, 13 years old, is also a Shiur. So if Shiurim don't apply to Bnei Noach, and 13 years old is a Shiur, so what makes a Ben Noach Chayiv in Mitzvah? At what age does he become a Bar Mitzvah? So the Chasam Sofer says it must be when he's intelligent enough to get what's going on. So it's like a special din by Yisrael that even if you have a particularly precocious child and he's running his own business out of the third grade. You have kids like that. Everyone had a kid in their class like that that was taking advantage of everybody else in the third grade, right? So nevertheless, he's still not chayiv in mitzvos yet. He's still not a bar mitzvah. But by Bnei Noach, that kid would be chayiv in mitzvos already. But what the primary discussion I wanted to talk about is with Tosus comments in Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud. Tosus writes, the Gemara talks about a par being a bas chafdal chodesh v'yom echad, that the definition of par is an animal that's 24 months old. So Tosus says, you know, v'lo l'kol mili yom echad b'shana chashav shana. Not for all halacha do we say, we don't always say that one day of a year counts as a full year. You're counting the years of arla, of a tree, the sapling that you planted recently. Oh, so a day passed by, a month passed by, and then Rosh Hashanah came. So we view that as if a whole year. No, not for everything, says Tosfos. Sometimes you need may ace la ace. You need to go back to that moment on the clock. For example, he says, Ben Yud Gimel Shanim V'yom Echad. Tosfos says beferish that you need to go may ace la ace for a bar mitzvah, which would mean that if somebody was born at 3 a.m., they become a bar mitzvah at 3 a.m. on their 13th birthday, which would mean that they can't daven marah for an amud the night before, and they're not chayiv in mitzvos until that time. It's very relevant for a boy whose boba yom is Shabbos. He was born mincha time, and now he wants to lane for the whole tzibur Shabbos morning. Pashut reading of Tosfos is that he cannot do that. However, the Shach and Choshen Mishpat Simen Lamed Hey, the Magen Avraham and Aruch Chaim Simen Nun Gimel, and the Aruch Lener commenting on that Gemara Rosh Hashanah all say Tosfos doesn't mean it. He just means that you don't say Miktzas Hayom Kikulo on the last day, but as soon as his birthday comes, then it's definitely okay. As soon as his Bar Mitzvah comes, then it's definitely okay at the beginning of that day. Tosfos doesn't literally mean May Eis La'Eis, and they have a Raya from Tosfos and Nida who says explicitly not that way. The Shach points out Tosfos distinguishes between Kedushas Batei Arichoma, which actually needs May Eis La'Eis, and Gadlus, which doesn't require May Eis La'Eis. Magen Avraham says that if a Bar Mitzvah boy's Bar Mitzvah is on Shabbos, he can lead Mariv the night before, and he says Avaraya. There's a Tshuvas HaBach in Sum Kuf Mem Hei where the Bach was asked if a Bar Mitzvah boy can lead Mariv, the very same Shaila, and the Bach said no, he can't. So you see a Raya that he can. What just happened? The Bach said no, he can't. So the Magen Avraham says, so you see a Raya that he can't. Yeah, because the Bach explained why he can't. Because it used to be that they would always make early Shabbos. So since they were always making early Shabbos, you can make Kedusha Shabbos happen earlier. You can't make a Bar Mitzvah happen earlier. You can't make Gadlus happen earlier. But if they did it, you see the clear implication is, had they not made early Shabbos, you would have had no problem with it. On the other hand, the Divrei Chamudos on the Rush in the 5th Perek of Nida and the Mishnah Melech in the 2nd Perek of Hilchos Ishos understand Tosos to be taken literally. That the Bar Mitzvah happens may eis la eis from when the child was born. You don't only need to know the kid's birthday, you need to know his birth hour, his birth minute, because that's when he becomes a Bar Mitzvah. It would turn out, Lahakel Ula Hachmir, he's the 10th man at the Minyan, so you can't yet count him for a Davar Shebekdusha. And Divrei Chamudos says, since no one knows their birth hour, you always have to wait till the next day, till you can count him toward anything. Because you always assume that he must have been born late in the day, so you always have to wait till the next day. So it turns out that there are three possibilities of when you become Bar Mitzvah. When the Bar Mitzvah day begins, whenever you were born, which could have been at any point during the day, or when the Bar Mitzvah day ends, because no one really remembers their birth hour. Very few of us have that kind of memory, where we remember exactly whether we didn't have a watch yet, we didn't know to look, exactly what time it is that we were born. The She'iltos says that you need Me'es La'es. Like this reading of Tosos that needs Me'es La'es. Why is that important? So the Netziv, in his commentary in the She'iltos, in the end of Parshas Bechukosai, says, I know that all the Rishonim assume not that way, and that you can become a Bar Mitzvah as soon as the day starts. He says, but you have to understand who Rav Achai Gon was. Rav Achai Gon was someone who all the Rishonim would have been kafuf to. He goes back almost to the times of the Amoraim. So when Rav Achai Gon says something, if the other Rishonim were unaware that he said something, says the Netziv, you have to assume that they would have changed their mind had they known that Rav Achai Gon said it. So all the Rishonim that said that you don't need Me'es Leis would have changed their mind had they known that Rav Achai Gon says differently. The Netziv refers to a rush in the 4th Perek of Sanhedrin that if you don't know what the Gaonim said, even if you would have disagreed, it's a Toa B'dvar Mishnah. A person is unaware of a Shitas HaGaonim, so it's a Toa B'dvar Mishnah. You're missing basic information. So the Rishonim, he says, we're missing basic information. Rabbi Tendler Zichron Levracha used to learn She'iltos in his shul on Shabbos. One of the Maspidim, Rabbi Shalom Fried, said in Rabbi Tendler's Levaya that if you were a regular Balabas in Rabbi Tendler's shul, and you just went to the regular stuff that was being offered, davenings and shiur, you learned 3 hours of text-based learning on Shabbos, because he would learn she'iltos with you, he would learn mishabru with you, he didn't always give a drasha, but he would learn a lot of text-based learning. So the she'iltos is such an adam gadol. In Ma'adim Uzmanim, Chelek Dalz and Resh Peiches, in a footnote, Rav Sternbach quotes a maisa with the gadol echad, who he doesn't identify, but it's obviously the Brisker Rav, that he woke up his child at 3 a.m., on the day of his bar mitzvah, because the kid was born at 3 a.m. And he said, no, you got to repeat Kriya Shema Shel Arvis. Because you previously, according to some shitas, you were not chayiv yet midoraisa in Kriya Shema Shel Arvis. I mentioned this in the Daf Yomi Shi the other day, and someone told me that Rabbi Sablovsky did the same thing to his kids. Anyone can confirm? Yeah, we can confirm. Okay, so I know how that would have gone in my house. It would not have gone over so well. In Chuvas Marsham, Chel Gimel Sum Kof Chav Aleph, he treats it like a Sveika Dedina. He talks about a kid who wakes up on his the last day of being 12, the day before his bar mitzvah, and he says Birchas HaTorah that morning, and then comes nighttime, and he wants to continue to learn at night after he's already become a bar mitzvah. Does he need a new Birchas HaTorah for now that it's nighttime? So the Marsham writes, since it's a machlokas whether he becomes a bar mitzvah as soon as the birthday arrives, so it's a svek sveka, that maybe the Birchas HaTorah as a child works for when you're an adult, and even if it doesn't work for when you're an adult, maybe he's not yet an adult, so he views it as a sveka dedina to be a mitzvah to a svek sveka. It's interesting to think about what the svara for each side would be, whether to require me'es la'es. You know, normally you would look at calendar days, but perhaps the idea is that just being on this earth for 13 full years is what develops the physical, emotional, spiritual maturity that one needs in order to be chayiv in mitzvos. Maybe this is dependent on the machlokas the Mishmeres Habayis has in Bayis Zayin Shar Gimel Daf Tesa Medalev about Bas Gimel Shanim, that the halach is that a Bas Gimel Shanim, when a girl is 3 years old, we assume Ein Besula Chozrim, and prior to her third birthday, we assume that the Besulim is Chozrim. So according to some Rishonim, even if the Ma'abr is Shana, because the moon affects everything, so they add an extra month, now the Besulim is Chozrim for another month. That it's not all dependent on Metzius, on how long you're actually in this world. There are other factors that will also determine the physical reality. So maybe everything's dependent on physical maturity. maturity, but we don't really fully understand the factors that determine physical maturity and emotional and spiritual maturity that lead one to be chayav mitzvah. I think the overwhelming minhag Yisrael is that we assume that people become a bar mitzvah as soon as the birthday begins, and I think most shuls, they allow the bar mitzvah boy to lane without asking time of birth, and I think that's generally the practice, but it seems like a nice chumrah to be choshesh for the sheet of the she'iltos, pashut reading of Tosfos, and the divrei chamudos, that meis leis, you wait for meis leis till he becomes chayiv in mitzvahs. Have a great day, everybody.